Good morning and great to have you along this Sunday morning. You've tuned into the Public Affairs Show. I'm Radar from The Morning Show on 99.1 The Mix, and you're also catching Public Affairs as you do every Sunday morning on our sister stations, 103.7 KISS FM, Hot 105.7, and our sports station, AM 1250 The Fan. You can also listen on the Odyssey app on your smartphone and then download, like your favorite station. Hopefully you're liking The Mix. That would be great for us, but you can like them all. You'll be hearing from Linda Kohler, president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. And Linda is here to talk about Summer Slide. And this is not about fun at the water park, Linda. This is something else about Summer Slide.
Yes. This is our seventh year of our summer learning program. And we started this, and I remember talking to, at the time, Superintendent Evers, now Governor Evers, about what can we do specifically in Milwaukee? Where would he like to see expansion? And he said, summer program. 7 years ago, there was so few summer programming for our kids, especially the elementary kids. So we started, and it was really because of the summer slide, especially urban kids, that they can lose anywhere from 2 to 3 months of what they learned over the previous year just in the summer if they're not engaged and involved.
And then that takes a lot longer once school starts in August, September. Now they're kind of like getting back
behind.
Into refreshing.
Yep. So they're already behind.
And
then
behind.
With the COVID learning disruptions,
okay.
You know, everything is just, you know, we have to keep rolling. We have to keep these kids engaged, involved, and, you know, keep them learning over the summer months.
Yeah,
it's
kind of tough for kids, though. I mean, as soon as school is done, they're like, okay, put it down, put the books down, let me just kind of, you know, just do what I want to do. Maybe
right.
For a couple of weeks, let them refresh the brain. But like you said, it's good to keep them going, especially in a fun way, because then they won't be sitting around bored. Because we know kids always say, I'm bored this summer, what can I do? Well, this is something perfect that Sharp Literacy is offering up.
Right, right. We give them 1 week off after school ends, and then we start up again. And my whole, what I'd love to see is even having summer program longer. Right now, it's anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. So
okay.
They're done a couple weeks prior to school starting.
Welcome to adulthood, kids. You only
exactly.
Get a week off and you
got
to get right back into it, right? So Linda is here. It's Linda Kohler, president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. And Sharp has provided its learning for Milwaukee and Waukesha school-age kids now that the kids are out of school. This summer slide thing that we're talking about today, it's, you know, the kids get rusty and they have to try and get back into it. So how many kids benefit from Sharp Literacy?
This year we have over 960 students.
That's a lot.
Which
of
is
students.
Double of what we had last summer. And the best news of all is that all of those kids are in person. Over the last couple of summers, we've had to do both virtual and a hybrid. So everybody has in-person programming this year, which for us is, you know, they just learn a lot better being in person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The Zoom thing, you know, maybe once it first started, it was like, oh, this is cool. We can still connect. But then after a while, it's like, it's really difficult for kids. I know my daughter who just graduated high school. I mean, she spent her last 2 years of high school basically, you know, in front of a screen, and it's hard. She felt like it's hard to just get into it.
Yeah, it is. And we're in 30 schools, so
wow.
We're both in MPS summer programming,
and also
we're also in community learning centers. So Silver Spring Neighborhood Center,
yeah.
Neighborhood House, our Next Generation. So most of our community learning centers are connected to a particular school.
And you mentioned 960 students. What does
right.
that cover in grades?
We are K through 6th grade this summer.
It's so important to catch those young minds.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
like that. You know, and I imagine parents could probably benefit from some of the things that Sharp Literacy does. But we're going to get to that. We're talking with Linda Kohler from Sharp Literacy. And you mentioned the curriculum in previous chats that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about STEAM-based programs. So what is a STEAM-based program? Maybe catch listeners up to speed if they hadn't caught our chat before. Or maybe if they heard it and they were like, oh, yeah, they were talking about the STEAM-based. What is
STEAM,
that all,
yeah,
what does that all entail?
I think a lot of people are familiar with the word STEM. So science, technology, engineering, and math. But we put the A in there. We've always been an arts integrated program.
That's awesome.
So all
yeah.
of our programs are STEAM-based programming. So we write all of our curriculum and all of our programs in-house. So we incorporate the STEAM principles at a very young age. So Aloha, adventures. So they'll find different, we'll implement different STEAM-based programs or STEAM-based concepts in there. So they'll learn about science and they'll learn some technology and some of the engineering. And then obviously art as being the main one, especially in the summer. And then we have some financial literacy for the math part of things.
Are we talking about the Aloha Adventure? Are we going to Hawaii? Are we learning about Hawaii?
You do learn about Hawaii. You learn about Maui.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, kids,
yes.
Come on.
The different cultures, volcanoes, and the Aloha spirit and the kindness and being, you know, friends with everybody. And it's a great, we use that both in our summer programming and in our in-school programming. So it's a great book. And that's more for the K4, K5 first graders.
I want to go back to K4 and K5.
I know. We thought we'd need to take a trip to Maui. The kids want to do that, though, to really experience
it. Yeah, well, it probably, that way you can apply what you learned here in Wisconsin to Maui. There's also some other different programs that are going on as we talk with Linda Kohler, president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. So you mentioned Aloha Adventure. What is the STEAM Dream Team?
STEAM.
The Dream Team sounds awesome here.
Yeah, and you can't say that three times fast. Yeah. But the STEAM Dream Team is really all about baseball. We're fortunate. I'm going to get a plug in here for the Brewers Community Foundation, AmFam, and Ryan Braun that support our summer program. And this is their seventh year in supporting it. So we wouldn't be able to do what we do without such great supporters. So obviously with it being, you know, the Brewers Community Foundation and Ryan Braun, we're implementing a great program where they learn all about data analytics and baseball. So they get to play baseball. They have trackers on their bats. How fast can they swing the bat? How fast can they run the bases? They get to develop a baseball card. They learn about financial literacy before they go to the Brewers game. They get to go to a Brewers game where they're going to actually learn to score. And we do give each child $10. So prior to going to the baseball game, they kind of think about, okay, what do I want to spend my $10 on? Do I want to get something to eat? Do I want to get a T-shirt? Do I want good seats? So it's a way for them to learn a little bit about financial literacy as well. But we have a summer kickoff in a couple of weeks where we have Tyrone Taylor and the batting coach from the Brewers that will kick off or celebrate the summer program. Well, they'll be able to participate with the STEAM Dream Team students at Silver Spring Neighborhood Center in Browning.
I'm sitting here across from Linda Kohler, the president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. I'm smiling. I feel like a kid when you're talking about all this stuff that the kids can learn just from baseball. I mean, they are still learning, obviously, about the science of baseball, the physics of baseball, how hard the ball is hit. And we always hear about that, too, when you're watching, maybe you're watching a Brewers game and you hear, you know, exit velocity. And some of the casual fans might think, what is exit velocity all about? Well, the kids can learn about that right here through.
And that's really where, you know, every professional sports, that's what everything is driven on is the analytics. You know, having David Stern talk to us, I was at a seminar with him and about how really that's what they do. Their players, sometimes they don't even meet the players. They just see everything on paper and then they meet the player. But data analytics is important in life. You know, everything.
So there you go, kids.
Especially sports, baseball.
Right. And kids, you know, baseball, or my daughter plays softball at Alverno College, and she's always looking at that kind of stuff, too. I mean, kids, you're sitting in math class right now and you're thinking, oh, why do we have to do this? I'll never use this. You may be using this if you're interested in baseball and sports. Maybe you're not going to make it on the field as a major leaguer, but you could be involved with the Brewers as you get older and
exactly.
Move on.
That there's more to, that's another thing that the STEAM Dream Team, there, you know, so if you want to be in professional sports, you don't always necessarily have to be a player. You can be a coach. You can be somebody that works in the data side of professional sports. So it's a great opportunity. They can see, you know, start getting some career advice as well.
Yeah, you can hold the radar gun maybe for a pro team while the pitcher is throwing, and you go, wow, it just hit 100 miles an hour, you know, something
fun.
Yeah, so
they get all that background knowledge, you know, and it's an inspiration and hands-on, and gets them outside and gets them some, you know, being active and getting a little bit of exercise as well.
Definitely, yeah. Let's put the phone down, let's put the gaming down and get outside and get that exercise. Yes, Linda Kohler, president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. We also have, besides the STEAM Dream Team, which we could probably talk about that forever because I really enjoy that, Code the Hone STEAM Scholars. Now, we're talking about the code, like the computer code, that has the hone light up or the lights blink. That's all run by computers, but you have to kind of learn the coding behind computers and all writing codes so that the lights do work. It's not just flip a switch and, oh, look at that. They work. But this is all what's behind Code the Hone.
Right. We entered this partnership with Light the Hone, and Code the Hone is you know, obviously falls under Light the Hone. And we developed this partnership probably about a year ago. So this is our fifth pilot program where these kids actually learn how they learn the basics. So they learn how the code bridge is lit. So they get an opportunity to do that in the summer program. So it's actually 16 hours. So it's 8 weeks, 2 hours per week. And we have partnered with Light the Hone. We partnered with Jeff Fleetwood from Foresight. So there's a VR component to it as well. So virtual reality.
Oh, really?
With the Oculus headsets. So the first component is the coding, where they learn all the coding basics and everything behind how to light the code, light the Hone bridge. And then they have the headsets. So there's really cool things that you can do, like climb the bridge. And it's just a virtual reality. How many kids have really had an opportunity to learn
right.
about that? And then we end it with the bridge. So having a strong partnership with MSOE, their honor students actually created a model bridge with the exact same light that they use on the Hone bridge.
Oh, yeah.
So
and this travels.
They travels, yes.
Oh,
yes, so the different
is...
schools. So, I mean, you can see, like, if you want to, you know, your class school colors, or if you want to do Brewer colors,
yeah.
if you want to do. So they'll learn how to do that, and they'll be able to experience that right in the classroom.
Right there with that model that the MSOE
yeah.
students made.
Yeah, so then they go downtown, and they get to see, like, oh, I know how to light that bridge, which
oh,
is just,
man.
I mean, the experiences that they get. Like, I mean, when I had the VR, the Oculus headsets on, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is just incredible. And all of this, we make learning fun, you
oh,
know.
And absolutely.
We want them to be lifelong learners. Like, wow. So you could get into a field of coding. You could work for Light the Hone. You could, I mean, so much of today's workforce is, you know, is really all STEAM and STEM. So we're teaching them at a very young age.
Absolutely. And we had just talked about, you know, getting into pro sports. If you're looking into, your child is looking into that, or, you know, there's kids out there that are thinking, I'd like to get into pro sports, and there's a lot of jobs out there. There may be kids who go, you know, I like watching baseball, but I'm not really into sports. I'm really into computers, into gaming. This is a perfect opportunity, a perfect avenue for them to step into. So you really cover all bases. Let's
yeah,
say
cover all bases. Yeah, staying with that theme.
And again, it's Linda Kohler, president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. And then you also have, now we talk about pro sports, we talk about gaming, but then also the Sharp Greenhouse and Garden Club. So you can get your hands
yes,
dirty with this one.
You do. And this one is really near and dear to my heart. So about 5 years ago, when we had our summer kickoff, we walked by one of our schools, Browning Silver Spring Neighborhood Center, and there was an idle greenhouse. And I said, what are you guys doing with that? And they're like, what do you want to do with that? And I
oh,
said,
Linda's
well,
got ideas. Here
I
we go.
Said, I have ideas. And we had just actually published I think it was probably our 13th We Love to Learn book. And it was all about urban agriculture. And it was really based on Will Allen from Growing Powers, growing mm-hmm. up. So I called the author of the book, Dr. Mike Carrier from MSOE, and I said, we have this greenhouse. Are you interested? He said, absolutely. So we renovated it, and it's an absolutely, it's just amazing. There's hydroponics, aquaponics.
What is hydroponics?
Hydroponics is actually growing food with just water.
With just water,
yep.
Okay.
And the hydroponics, aquaponics is where they have the fish. So
okay.
we have we've even expanded it. So there's probably about 25 fish, and it showed, you know, we teach them what an aquaponic system does, how the, you know, the fish poop actually
sure.
fertilizes
oh.
the plants and vegetables, and and they get all excited about
yeah.
it. But we bring these experiences, these in-class to out-of-class experiences. We have three raised garden beds. That the kids are harvesting now. We have a solar dehydrator. We have a pergola. I mean, it's just an opportunity for these kids to learn all about, you know, sustainability and all about urban agriculture. We had a class this week that the radishes were ready to be harvested. So our educator, who's a master gardener, and you know, the kids got to taste the radishes. Last year we made zucchini bread for the kids and they were like, oh my God, what are we eating? You know, like, what is this?
Zucchini bread.
Oh, that zucchini, this can be good. So it's all about learning, you know, that fresh food can be good for you too. It can be good tasting and it's good for you. It's just an amazing facility that we continue to, you know, renovate and expand and add to.
And what's the location of the greenhouse?
It's Silver Spring Neighborhood Center. So it's right off of Silver Spring in about 55th. Yeah, and that's a food desert there. So we have all kinds of great ideas and ideas to, you know, provide, because we're going to have so much vegetables in a couple of weeks, that to give them to the neighborhood, or the neighborhood folks can come and help harvest. And we send recipes home with the kids, so they get to bring the fresh vegetables home to their families. And it's just it's such a great learning tool, and we're just really privileged. Johnson Controls is our main funder for that. So just, it's an incredible experience.
Yeah, thank you, Johnson Controls. And that's pretty unbelievable that the community is coming together to help sharp literacy for these kids to learn.
But partnerships that's what we're all about.
And then you've got the greenhouse, which is helping give food back. So that's a full circle situation right there.
Exactly.
You're getting help, but you're also, you know, paying it forward. With that. Oh, that is awesome. Again, we're talking with Linda Kohler, president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. You had mentioned a few sponsors, Johnson Controls, also the Milwaukee Brewers, Ryan Braun Foundation. Is there any other sponsors you want to mention? Because I know it takes a village, as they say.
Especially with 960 students.
Right.
We don't charge, you know, to provide our program into the mm-hmm. classrooms, or we have to rely on great partners and funders. So, yeah, Brewers Community Foundation, Ryan Braun, AmFam, / Milwaukee Brewers, as well as We Energies, BMO Harris, and Waterstone Bank are all great supporters and continued supporters of our summer program.
And we thank you for doing that for the kids here in the community. And, you know, we don't like to wish summer goodbye so fast, and especially the kids, you know, they like to be on summer break. But coming up in September, you've talked about the Milwaukee Brewers. There's something special happening September 15th.
Exactly. September 15th, our presenting sponsor is the Brewers Community Foundation.
Okay.
We are going to have a panel discussion, and our speakers are Josh Hader, Corbin Burns, and Brent Suter from the Milwaukee Brewers pitching.
You got some stars, the best of the best.
Two of them are just you know, all stars this year. It's going to be really exciting. It's going to be at AmFam too.
Oh, it is.
American Family Field, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. Lots of great experiences, from different types of food stations to actually being down in the right off of third base. The players will be on the dugout. Actually, we'll be doing the program up there. So
I was going to ask you where it was going to take place. It was on the concourse, or it's going to be right
there?
Yeah,
the food will be on the concourse, and then we're going to head down to the stadium, and they'll be able to, you know, ask questions, and it'll be really fun to hear from the guys, and they're all really good friends. And actually, Brent Suter just came out with a children's book, which I'm sure he'll talk a little bit about, or maybe even read a little bit to us that night.
Oh, that would be really fun. Is he going to be, is he going to have to go up where Bob Uecker is, or where the public announcer is, who I know, Mark Richards, is going to have to use that microphone?
I think he'll just be on the third base.
He'll be able to project?
Yeah, and we have the Jumbotron. It'll be really a good time.
Oh, that is going to be good. And again, that's September 15th. Linda Kohler, President and CEO of Sharp Literacy. Thank you so much for coming in today and being part of our public affairs. And again, if we need any more information, if people want to get information, our listeners this morning want to get information about Sharp Literacy, where can we find it?
Yeah, if anybody's ever interested in volunteering, mm-hmm. we have some great opportunities, or just donating to our mission, sharpliteracy.org.
Thank you so much once again for being part of our Sunday morning public affairs.
Thank you so much.